Welcome to the Better Relationships Podcast, where Dr. Dar Hawks, the relationship healer, shares the advice and insights you need to create the healthy, happy, and harmonious relationship you deserve.
Welcome to episode 37 of the Better Relationship Podcast. I'm Dr. Dar Hawks, the relationship healer, and today I am talking about how to have a relationship check-in without bickering. The difference between maintaining the status quo in your relationship or thriving as a couple. I'll also be introducing the Relationship Vitality Plan as a way to have relationship check-ins. Maintaining a healthy and thriving relationship usually takes a back seat, or discussions happen in the middle of other distractions, or when there's a few minutes of calm between the next thing you have to get done. You both get caught up in work, responsibilities, and other commitments, often neglecting the very foundation of your joy, which is the relationship with your partner. But upsets happen. And you don't enjoy putting stress on your partner or relationship by complaining all the time. And your partner may have gotten to the point where conversations about your relationship or the problems take way too much time, are draining, and aren't productive. So, what do you do to bring it up in a healthy way and solve whatever it is that's irking you without bickering a few times a week? That's where introducing the Relationship Vitality Plan I've created for couples as an intentional and proactive approach with guided topics and worksheets will help you talk about your relationship and how to make your relationship even better on a regularly scheduled date and time to ensure your relationship thrives over the years. I find that couples that I work with, after the first couple of relationship check-ins using the Vitality Plan, really start looking forward to those meetings where they're talking about their relationship and their goals and aspirations and setting commitments with each other and agreements for the next quarter. It's pretty amazing what couples create when they meet on a regular basis and check in on the health of their relationship. A relationship vitality plan is a structured framework that couples create together based on a system I've created to enhance emotional connection, communication, overall well-being, forward movement around goals and aspirations, and it shows you how to have a relationship check-in. It's not just about solving problems, it's about nurturing the relationship regularly and intentionally. Here are five reasons why I believe every couple should know how to have a relationship check-in. Number one, prioritizing your relationship. Life gets busy, and it's easy to take each other for granted. Not only that, when things are not going well in your relationship, emotional upsets and triggers pop up at the most inconvenient or frustrating time. Maybe you're the person that always puts meals in front of your partner to eat, and prepares them. And your partner says thank you sometimes, but not all the time. And maybe there's a period of where they're just not acknowledging or helping or doing the dishes to contribute to what you're doing for meal prep and providing meals. Over time, you might get resentful of that. And asking for what you need in that moment creates an emotional upset. So, having a relationship vitality plan will remind you to prioritize your relationship by scheduling time a year in advance, at least once a quarter, to review your plan together and talk about the things that are going great, things that you'd like to start doing individually and as a couple, and what resources you'll need for that, and also things that are going well and appreciate each other for that. It's truly like a compass that guides you back to each other and to what's important instead of the complaints, judgment, or criticisms. If your partner is not usually overtly or outwardly emotional, this will be a helpful tool for you as an emotional type person. Having a relationship vitality plan will help you address and manage your emotions with proven practical strategies for talking with your partner about the issues at the schedule time instead of whenever it gets triggered or bothers you. That way, you'll avoid fighting, arguing, or shutting down, and instead be able to pinpoint exactly which area needs nurturing. And that will help you have a supportive, results-oriented conversation during a scheduled time when you both will be in the mindset of, oh, this is the time we're going to be talking about our vitality plan and reviewing the plan together and talking about where we're doing well and where we're not so that we can improve together. This is quality time you can both count on. Number two, setting clear goals. Just as we set goals for our careers or personal growth, we ought to set relationship goals too. But knowing how to check in on your relationship without getting upset or disappointed is a challenge for couples. For example, Susie just brings up what's bothering her in the moment. This frustrates Joe because his mind is on other things. He wishes they could just focus on their day-to-day responsibilities instead of dealing with emotional upsets that are unpredictable, rehashing past complaints over and over again, and talking about the relationship every single day. It just ruins his day. Susie feels she's not heard, that promises to do better are broken, and feels disconnected from Joe. I shared the concept of a relationship vitality plan with them, along with the healthy relationship quiz, which is the first step to building their relationship vitality plan. Joe, who has a power sovereign relationship need, thought of it like a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, which comes from the business world. Susie thought of it as a way to talk about their relationship, make improvements, and to become a co-equal team member going forward. They now use their relationship vitality plan to check in on their relationship once a quarter, and they think of it as important to ensure their relationship thrives, somewhat like checking the air on the tires of their bicycles before going for a ride. Whether it's spending quality time together, improving communication, or planning for the future, a relationship vitality plan helps you define and work towards those goals. Here are the 15 areas that are included and covered in the relationship vitality plan. It's all about us, being mindful and respectful of each other, appreciating and loving each other, and balancing individuality with being a couple. Our love priorities: value and appreciate each other, support each other, trust each other, and honor each other's commitments. Safety and security: provide and have emotional safety, provide and have spiritual safety, and be partners in financial security. Listen and communicate, accept and understand each other, practice connecting communication, create common ground. And then the last one is being a couple. Create intimate connection, create harmony and healthy boundaries, and create time and space for romance, intimacy, and sex. Effective communication is the cornerstone of every successful relationship. With a plan and scheduled meeting times in place, you can get to a neutral place, be clear about the facts around what you want to talk about, and then discuss your needs, fears, and desires openly. Regular check-ins ensure that you're on the same page and you can address issues promptly. Creating rituals and traditions. Rituals and traditions strengthen your relationship by enhancing the sense of belonging and adding fun to your life together. Whether it's a weekly date night, a morning coffee together, a quarterly couples massage, or an annual getaway, these shared experiences create lasting memories and reinforce your connection. Committing, agreeing to, and scheduling these rituals into your life is easily accomplished with your relationship vitality plan. And your vitality plan becomes one of those rituals and traditions that focuses on the well-being, health, happiness, and growth of your relationship as co-equal partners. Managing conflict. Conflict is inevitable, right? It's going to happen at some point in your relationship, but how you handle yourself and how you handle it and how you communicate during a conflict matters. Your relationship vitality plan includes strategies for resolving disagreements constructively. It encourages active listening, empathy, and compromise. Emotional intimacy. Intimacy goes beyond physical closeness. It's about being vulnerable enough to share. It means being open, honest, and transparent, and feeling safe to share openly. It also includes trust and emotional connection that gets built. Your plan can include activities that build emotional intimacy, such as sharing gratitude lists or writing and reading love letters to each other. The seventh one is self-care and mutual support. A healthy relationship requires two healthy individuals. It's not just about physical health or what you're eating or drinking. It's about emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, financial, legal health. So your plan should include routines and self-care in all of those domains and ways to support each other in them. When you both thrive, your relationship flourishes. Let's talk about distraction-free relationship maintenance. In a world where you're distracted with your cell phone, tablet, and to-do lists, as is your partner, investing time and effort into your relationship is a choice, albeit it is a beautiful and rewarding one. So carving out 15 minutes each day where you're sharing with each other about each other's day and celebrating each other and supporting each other in things that may not have gone well with your day, and then moving on with preparing dinner together instead of talking about it throughout the evening is a healthy thing to do. Another healthy thing to do periodically is to sit down with your partner, create your relationship vitality plan, and review it and update it periodically, at least once a quarter to start. And then once you feel like you and your partner are ready, you can move to a six-month or annual review. Because you both carve out time pre-scheduled on your calendars to walk through your relationship vitality plan together, neither of you will feel like you're walking on eggshells trying to keep the peace day to day. You'll both know there is a scheduled time and place to talk about your relationship. Now I'd like to share the steps for how to have a relationship check-in. In my work with couples, one partner usually says they don't want to talk about the relationship frequently. They ask, can we just get along, collaborate, have fun, and communicate without getting upset or triggered? It's not a big deal. But not everyone loves to talk about their relationship or problems every day or week, and others do. However, once I share the concept of a relationship vitality plan and how to have a relationship check-in, every client I've had jumps on board. They just love it. They not only get the relationship vitality plan, but they also add coaching sessions to get guidance as they work on their plan together as a couple to learn communication skills and ways to build their emotional bank accounts. They also say that when one or the other feels upset about something in the relationship, they can go back to their relationship vitality plan and pinpoint exactly where things got wonky and be able to easily speak with their partner about it to resolve it. I do suggest that you review your plan by yourself at least twice a month to tune into any potential future issues ahead of your quarterly review with your partner. Take notes and write down the example so that you can remember the summary and details to share with your partner if you choose to during your review together. You can get your downloadable, printable relationship vitality plan for just $57 today. I am pre-selling it, full disclosure, because I'm still developing it and my designer's making it all pretty and ready for you. So go to vitality.drdarhawks.com and purchase your vitality plan today. Here are the steps for how to have a relationship check-in. Take the healthy relationship quiz individually, you and your partner individually, to set a baseline for where your relationship is right now. Understand that this is a baseline. It is to help you identify where you are right now with the health. It's not an opportunity to get upset or think that your relationship is horrible or your partner's terrible, or that you are. It's simply to get a measure of where you are today. You can take the quiz at couplesquiz.drdarhawks.com. Then get the Relationship Vitality Plan PDF download to print and write in the results of your healthy relationship quiz listed in the Vitality Plan. You can get the Vitality Plan at vitality.drdarhawks.com. Then use the conversation guide included in the plan to walk through each section of your relationship vitality plan with your partner. Take turns with each section. Make clear agreements with each other as explained in the plan. I suggest focusing on just one section at a time in each scheduled meeting with your partner instead of getting through the whole thing in one go. Step 4, talk about how frequently you both want to meet to review your plan. Step 5, agree to the frequency. Is it weekly, monthly, quarterly? And then schedule it in on your calendars. Leave 1 hour to start, and then you'll find that you can reduce it to 30 minutes or less once you fine-tune your plan. Every relationship is unique, so having coaching and support to get you and your partner started with building your relationship vitality plan is highly recommended. You will have the option of adding a discounted half-day VIP coaching support package once you go to purchase your vitality plan. The 4 hours can be broken down into multiple sessions. I find that couples that just buy the plan by themselves don't end up putting it into action as efficiently or effectively as they do when they get coaching. So I have provided a discounted VIP coaching support package so you can do that if you choose to. And if any of this resonates, that's great. If it doesn't and you want to create your own relationship plan, feel free to do so with your partner. It is truly a healthy way to do check-ins and build the health and happiness and well-being of your relationship going forward so that it's just not on automatic. Putting it on automatic doesn't work. Loving each other alone doesn't work. There are things that happen day to day that in our lives that cause upsets. Maybe it's something your partner said. Maybe it's a past-based trigger from a past relationship. And having a structured relationship check-in gives you the time and space and focus on talking about those things and the things that you appreciate that your partner did or that you did throughout that month or throughout that quarter or throughout that week. Because you have this time set aside, it removes the stress of just bursting out with it day to day or in the moment. So I do invite you to have relationship check-ins and build your plan. I hope this was helpful to you, and I will see you in the next podcast.
If you enjoyed today's episode and found it helpful, please subscribe to the Better Relationships podcast on your favorite platform and share it with your friends and family. Together, we can create a community of healthier, happier, and harmonious relationships. To better understand your unconscious needs and unlock better communication, take the Sovereign Relationship Needs Test at relationshiptest.me so you can have a more fulfilling relationship with your partner. For additional resources, information, and to share your thoughts or questions, visit drdarhawks.com. That's drdarhawks.com. And if you'd like to schedule a coaching session with Dr. Dar, visit relationshiphuddle.me. Until next time, keep communicating with curiosity and an open heart. The advice in this podcast is not a substitute for the professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment provided by licensed medical or mental health professionals.